football on In Play Radio. Hundreds of leagues, thousands of matches, millions of markets, only on William Hill's In Play Radio.
They've had a pretty decent start to the season, Man United.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney won't play, so that's obviously a big blow for them. But Anthony Martial looked exciting on his debut. And how do you see them getting on away at PSV?
I think they'll go away and try and do a job on PSV. I don't think they can really go there. They haven't shown us that they're the sort of team who can go and hit teams on the break. And I know they did really well against Club Brugge, but you know, Club Brugge are a level below. Winning 3-1 at home against Club Brugge, then going there and winning 4-0. But Rooney got a hat-trick, so it's a big miss. That's probably the only game that Rooney shone in all season. So I think they'll set up, and tactically I think they'll go there and look to not get beaten. PSV have been scoring some goals, by the way. Scored 6 at the weekend at Cambuur. Admittedly, Cambuur did have a man sent off after just 8 minutes. I mentioned this. It hasn't got much relevance to the Man United game. I mention it because the guy who got sent off when I was doing the research, his name is Sander van der Streek. Great name. Love that name. So I think they can go there and get something out of the game, but they're going to have to make sure they're aware of this PSV goal threat. What you get in Dutch league, and we got the same in the Belgian league, is that they're not bothered about sitting in and defending. They'll have a go at you. Club Brugge, to their detriment, had a go. It was really open. So as much as Man United might go there and think, yeah, we can set up and try and stop them playing, I think they might end up getting dragged into a game, which is going to be really interesting to see. If PSV do come at them, whether they can hold on to PSV. 2 home games so far, 2-0, 3-1 against Groningen and Feyenoord. So nothing, you know, nothing amazing there. I don't think the Dutch league's that special anyway. I think it's going to be interesting to see how Man United set up. If they set up solid and don't look to get forward, then I might look at goals in the second half here. Be a good in-play bet if it is tight, but PSV are plugging away. Something like, you know, if you look at the goals markets and the total goals, the second half over 1.5 goals is 23-20. Don't mind that. The over 2.5 in the match is 19-20. Again, don't mind that at all, because I think United might get dragged into it. As for the result, I think United can win. It's just, I just worry about where the goals are going to come from without Rooney in the team. You know, can Martial go and score away in the Champions League after coming on and doing it at home in the Premier League? I guess you'd have to say yes. You know,
what about Memphis? He seems to have served his best for the Champions
League. 7-5 to score at any time. I'm not sure about the... you look at Daley Blint breaking from midfield, you know, 13-2, that goal he scored at the weekend. I'm going to go for a goals play. I think United will get something out of it, but their price, 23-20, doesn't give me anything to go on the draw no bet or the plus one. So I'll just say that over 2.5 in the match, or if you prefer, a touch of odds against, over 1.5 in the second half.
All right. If you want to be a little bit brave and you fancy it to be fairly tight in the first half, and Man United to eventually gain control, draw at half time, Man United at full time, and the double result is 9-2.
Nice, yeah.
You think PSV are going to try and draw Manchester United into a game and they take the lead and then Man United come back and win? That's 28-1 on the double result if you're brave.
Yeah, that's a pretty big price, that, isn't it? They don't land as often as you'd like at that price. That's why they're that price.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Yeah, I think both teams will look at the... You know, this group is an easy group, really. CSKA Moscow and Wolfsburg are the other two teams. But PSV will know that, you know, that they need to win the home game. So I think we will see them coming out. It's just how Man United approach the game. And if they've got enough pace to break on the counter-attack. But yeah, I'll go for the goals. Over 2.5 in the match or over 1.5 in the second half. For a slightly bigger price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.